Welcome in. In this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to compose a top loop for that sunrise set emotion with old school jungle and DNB vibes. Think 170 BPM, rolling but gentle, not harsh, not hissy, more like warm air, early light, and forward motion. A top loop is the high and mid percussion layer that lives above your kick and snare, hats, rides, little shuffles, tiny edits, and that break-derived dust that makes things feel nostalgic and alive. If your main drums are the engine, the top loop is the road texture flying by. It's what makes the groove feel like it's moving even when nothing big is happening. Let's build a two-layer top loop over 8 bars. Layer 1 is clean MIDI hats and rides, so we can control the rhythm. Layer 2 is break texture, so we get glue and old-school movement. Then we'll blend them on a bus, and add a little evolution so it's arrangement ready. Step 0. Set up the session. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Now create 3 tracks. First, a MIDI track called Tops, clean. Second, an audio track called Tops, break texture. Third, we're going to group those into a bus. So select both top tracks and group them, then rename the group Tops Bus. Quick mindset before we touch sounds. Sunrise jungle is soft bright. You want air, not brittleness. If your hats feel like white noise, the fix is often to shorten the hits before you even reach for EQ. Shorter hits make clearer rhythm, and that creates roll without needing extra volume. Step 1. Choose a sound palette that matches the emotion. On your clean tops, pick hats that are short and papery, not long and splashy. For a ride, thin and shimmery is perfect. For the break texture, you can use almost any breakbeat loop. It does not need to be a legendary rare amen. We're using it as texture, not as the drums. Step 2. Build the clean hat pattern, the foundation groove. Go to tops, clean and load a drum rack. Find a closed hat for one pad. Find an open hat or a short ride for another pad. Optionally, add a tiny shaker or tam hit, but only if it earns its place. Now create a one-bar MIDI clip. First, lay down closed hats as straight 1/16 notes across the whole bar. Classic rolling bass. Now we're going to derobot it. Delete a couple of those hits so the loop breathes. A simple example is removing a 16th somewhere early in the bar and another around the middle. If you want specific positions to try, remove the hit on 1.1.3 and 1.3.3. That's just a starting idea. The real goal is, it still rolls, but it doesn't sound like a printer. Now add your open hat or ride on the offbeats, the 8-note offbeats. Put hits on 1.2 and 1.4. Important, keep that open hat short. If it's washing over the snare, reduce its decay or shorten the sample. In jungle, the snare is usually the main event. The top loop supports it. It doesn't fight it. Now velocity shaping. This is where the groove becomes emotional instead of mechanical. For the closed hats, aim roughly in the 45 to 75 velocity range. Not all the same. You want small differences. Then add tiny accents leading into the backbeats. A nice trick is slightly louder hats just before where the snare would land. If your snare is on 2 and 4, those little pre-snare lifts help the track feel like it leans forward. And here's one anchor concept that makes this easier. Choose one consistent time marker. Often that's your offbeat right on 1.2 and 1.4. Let that be the lighthouse. Everything else can be supportive and a bit irregular. That's how you get hypnotic instead of busy. Step 3. Humanize with groove pool, the old school shuffle. Open the groove pool in Live. If you don't see it, use the little wave icon on the left, or search for it. Drag in a swing groove. A great starting point is swing 16-55. Now go back to your MIDI clip and choose that groove in the groove chooser. Set some starter groove values, timing around 25-35%, velocity around 10-20%, random around 5-10%. Listen. What you're listening for is not wow, that swung. You're listening for the hats to start walking instead of marching. And a production tip. Don't feel pressured to hit commit. You can keep the groove uncommitted while you write, so you can change your mind later. Step 4. Add the break texture layer, the glued nostalgia. Go to tops, break texture, your audio track, and drop in a 1-bar break loop. 2 bars is fine too, but 1 bar is enough to get the vibe going. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16. If it needs stability, you can try transient loop mode, but keep it simple. Now we're going to turn this into texture, not full drums. Add auto filter. Choose a high pass filter, 24 dB slope. Set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz to start. Add a touch of resonance, like 0.7 to 1.2, subtle. The goal is, this sits above the kick and most of the snare body. It's air and mid-tick, Not a second drum kit. Now tighten it with drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, 0 to 10. Because Sunrise wants smoother edges. Use damp around 20 to 40 to tame harshness. Turn boom off. We don't want low end from this layer. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just gentle control, like hands on the wheel, not slamming it. Coach note here, don't let the brake texture decide your shuffle. The MIDI hats are the steering wheel. If the brake fights your groove, reduce its transient impact. You can even back off transients in drum bus, or adjust warp behavior so it's less clicky. Step 5. Blend both layers on the top's bus. On the group, add a simple bus chain. First, EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Keep the tops out of the low end. If things sting, do a small dip around 6 to 9 kHz, maybe 2 dB with a medium hue. If you want a little sunrise air, a gentle shelf around 10 to 14 kHz, like plus 1 dB, can work. Optional. Don't chase sparkle if the groove is already working. Next, saturator. Set it to soft sign. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Then match the output so your level stays consistent. Always level match when you saturate so you're judging tone, not loudness. Next, reverb, but keep it tasteful, small or medium size. Decay roughly 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't fizz. Dry wet about 5 to 12%. Then utility. Try a little width, like 110 to 140%. Don't overdo it. And here's a beginner-friendly sanity check. Toggle that width down to zero, so the bus goes mono. If your hats suddenly get weirdly thin or facey, you widen too much, or your reverb is too swirly, pull it back until mono feels solid. Also, keep the overall level conservative. A classic mistake is tops too loud. In good jungle, the top loop is often felt more than heard. If you mute it and unmute it, the track should start rolling when it comes back. If it just becomes loud hiss, pull it down 2 to 4 dB and tame the bright range. Step 6. Make it evolve across 8 bars so it's arrangement ready. Right now we've basically made a 1-bar idea. Let's turn it into an 8-bar phrase. Duplicate your clip out to 8 bars for the clean tops. Do the same for the brake texture clip so they loop together. Now, variations. Small moves. Jungle loves small moves. Try this. In bar 4, remove a few 1/16 closed hats. Not a full drop. Just a breath. This gives the loop phrasing. In bar 8, add a tiny fill right before a snare hit. 2 or 3 super quick hits can work, but keep them quiet and short so it doesn't become EDM drum fill energy. And consider adding a ride layer only in bars 5 through 8. That creates a rising feeling without changing the whole pattern. If you want it to feel even more alive without doing tons of editing, Lave 12 gives you MIDI tools like Chance. Here's a clean use of it. Take a few extra hat notes that are not essential, and set their chance to 30 to 60%. Now your loop breathes differently each pass, but the anchor stays consistent. Now, automation for sunrise emotion. This is where you get that morning air opening up feeling. On the top's bus, you can add an auto filter if you want, or automate an existing EQ shelf, but auto filter is quick. Slowly open a filter over 8 bars, like from 6.5 kHz up to 10 kHz. Very subtle, and automate the reverb dry wet slightly upward at the end of the phrase. Think 7% to 11%, not 7 to 40. This should feel like space increasing, not like the drums just got washed. A really nice arrangement trick. Negative space as a feature. At the end of bar 8, drop the brake texture for the last half bar, but keep one light offbeat hat so the floor doesn't vanish. That tiny reset reads as classic jungle phrasing and sets up the next loop. Step 7. Quick mix checks. First check, mute the tops, then unmute them. The groove should suddenly feel like it starts moving forward. Second check, listen very quietly. Turn your speakers down until kick and snare are barely there. If you can still sense the swing of your tops, you're in the right zone. If the groove disappears, your velocity and timing differences are probably too subtle, or the hits are too long and smeary. Third check, mono check. Utility width to zero for a moment. If it collapses in a bad way, reduce width and darken the reverb a bit. Common mistakes to avoid as you refine. If the hats are too bright or loud, shorten the sample first, then EQ. If everything is on the grid, add groove pool timing. Even a little helps. If the brake texture fights the snare, high pass it higher, like 300 to 600 Hz, and consider notching where your snare presence lives, often somewhere in the 2 to 4 kHz area. If reverb turns the loop into mush, use shorter decay or do reverb throws instead of reverb on everything. And here is a quick extra sauce, but still beginner-friendly move from Warning Air Hats. On the Clean Hats track, add an EQ dip around 7 to 9 kHz if they sting, then a tiny saturator drive like 0.5 to 1.5 dB just around the transient. That can make hats glow instead of spit. Now let's wrap it into a mini exercise you can actually finish today. Make 2 8-bar top loops. Version A is Sunrise, softer hat sample, less saturation, slightly more airy reverb. Version B is Peak, tighter or more metallic hat, less reverb, more crunch. In each version, apply one groove from Groove Pool and add one automation move, either filter opening or reverb change. Then export them and name them so you build your toolkit. Top Loop Sunrise 170 BPM and Top Loop Peak 170 BPM. Recap so you know what matters. A great jungle top loop is clean groove plus break texture, blended carefully. Groove Pool gives you authentic shuffle, auto filter, EQ 8, drum bus, glue compressor, and light reverb shape the tone. And evolution across 8 to 16 bars is what turns a loop into a vibe that can actually play in a set. If you want, tell me what your kick and snare pattern is, or describe where your snare hits land, and I can suggest exact hat placements and a groove setting that matches classic old school sunrise swing.